Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. If you're an entrepreneur, you know how difficult it can be to start a business, to run a business, to fund a business. And certainly in the last couple of years with the pandemic, small business owners were hit so, so hard. How can they get the support, the funding that they need in order to make a go of it? Equo is a Toronto-based company that's building a matchmaking platform that connects small businesses with capital, with investors. CEO Barry Hillier joins me now to talk about how it works. Hello.
Hi, Bruce. It's a real pleasure to be here today. Thank you.
What is the problem that you are trying to solve?
The fundamental problem is that founders, specifically small business founders, are really struggling to find the capital and the resources that they need. And in particular, they're struggling to find not just investment, but even the general capital that every single business out there needs just to get by and manage cash flow.
Where does this capital come from? Are you tapped into Elon Musk's personal bank account, or you got a red phone to Warren Buffett? Where's the funding come from?
Yeah, that would be fantastic, but it's not the traditional people that you usually hear about. In fact, where we're tapping into and who we're tapping into are, for instance, if you take a look at angel investors, less than 70,000 of the 1 million accredited investors just in Canada, they're less than 70 of them are part of any formal angel group. And so you've got over 900,000 angels who are looking for manufacturing companies, real estate companies, agriculture companies, forestry companies, all of the types of companies that aren't typically what you hear about in the ecosystem. So we're pulling not only them in, but we're also starting to pull in those groups of investors who are starting to emerge, especially through the COVID days, where you have groups of women who are gathering together to pool $5,000 or $25,000 to make collective investments, or groups of immigrants doing the same things. So we're really reaching out into the alternatives in the ecosystem who are equally struggling to find those investors and deal flow. And then additionally, we're looking at capital providers who a lot of founders really aren't aware of. They're either alternative fintech, alternative banks, alternative credit, or even things like factoring companies that could really help founders manage cash flow situations, but they're not even aware that those solutions are available.
There are so many examples in the economy today of matchmaking platforms that bring buyers and sellers together. It's Kijiji, it's Tinder, the list is endless. What would you say is the most powerful element of the platform that you have built? Because in theory, it's like, of course, you've got all these angel investors. They want to find a home for their capital, both because they want to make money and they want to make a difference. You've got entrepreneurs, small business owners who want to find funders. But what's the wow?
I think that the wow is we're able to actually match capital providers and founders based on mutually aligned criteria at the right time. Most platforms that you see out there are looking at a single moment in time. They're not actually following, for instance, the founder throughout their entire journey. So as soon as they're finished emerging from being a startup, they get to that next phase. Who are the right capital providers at that time? At what point do they get ready to get organized for commercial banking and larger later series rounds of investing? We are really there to support the ecosystem throughout the entire journey. So the wow factor is really a community that's built around the entrepreneur first, based on the concept that if our entrepreneurs are successful, everybody else in the ecosystem is going to be far more successful than they are now.
Let's talk about an example. Tell us about the Barber Stocks.
Yeah, so Shira and Rye Barberstock are pretty amazing. They're Indigenous advisors that are part of Equo. And what's been really important for us is to build off of Equo based on all these different life experiences and different backgrounds. So for instance, if you take a look at small businesses, there's 1.2 million in Canada, 583 million globally. Over 80% of those businesses are made up of women. They're made up of Indigenous founders, Black founders, immigrant founders, persons of the visible minority, persons with disabilities, LGBTQ+, and persons over 60. And so it was very important for us to make sure that we had representation as part of Equo. And Shire and Ryan Baberstock are very unique, because not only do they have the Indigenous experience, both of them as a couple are just completing their PhDs. Rye is completing his on Indigenous trade, and Shire is completing hers on procurement. So they're very, very focused on understanding the importance of the economic and the agency of being able to take control of your life through entrepreneurialism. And in fact, Indigenous entrepreneurs are 9 times more likely to start a business than non-Indigenous. So Shire and Rye have gotten involved with us, not only to help ensure that we're building an ecosystem that's capable of helping Indigenous entrepreneurs grow, but that they're able to help ensure that we're creating a place where non-Indigenous companies can access Indigenous businesses from a procurement standpoint, as well as for us to be able to get access for Indigenous companies to the full marketplace. So
the big idea that you're talking about totally resonates. The smaller idea for investors is like, what's my return here? So how do you think about that return?
Yeah, it's an impact philosophy. So first and foremost, the return has to be economic, because, you know, DEI is not an investment philosophy in and of itself. It's being able to find and secure incredible companies. Like if you look at Virtual Gurus, which is Bobby Raisett, she has just secured her first Series A. That company is growing. There are tons of incredible Indigenous businesses that are just below the radar. So the ability to have investors who aren't Indigenous recognize and see the growth potential, but then over and above that, to realize the impact that those successful businesses have within the Indigenous ecosystem.
What does it take for an entrepreneur to ready themselves to put their presence onto your platform? How much work is involved? What's the key thing that they need to have ready and set to go?
Well, the starting point is creating their profile. So it's going through and it's providing information on the company, the industry, what's the revenue, what's the founder composition, basically going through and providing all the details that a bank, for instance, would be looking for. Not such a deep level that you're worried about providing some info, but enough that we can then start to create the matches to capital providers as well as investors. And what we're able to do is then, based on that stated and derived data, create matches based on investors and capital providers who are looking for companies like yours. And so we're creating a more efficient deal flow on all sides so that investors and capital providers can give approvals more quickly and more often, but we're also wasting less time and allowing our founders to focus on their business.
In five years, how many deals are you doing a year, and at what total dollar volume?
So we're just getting started right now with our alpha, but our goal...
I know, that's why I gave you 5 years. I didn't say tomorrow.
No, fair enough. So our goal is we want to be at around 300,000 to 400,000 members in 5 years. And the total deal flow that we want to have going through is going to be in the billions. And our goal is to be able to secure, because we're not every founder is going to be able to find or access or get deal flow. What we're hoping to be able to do is to elevate the companies who, first and foremost, about 1 out of every 5 companies that fails was actually profitable. We want to make sure that we're increasing that group right out of the gate, so that way we have less failures. And then what we want to do is to get more people to scale to that next level. And so our hope is that we are literally doing hundreds of thousands of deals that are going to amount to billions of dollars in transactions.
Interesting stuff. Barry, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Bruce. And if anybody is interested, they can go to gosmallcanada.com and learn more.
The platform is called EQUO, E-Q-U-O. And I was speaking to CEO Barry Hillier.